This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 13th, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and it is a super rainy, cold day here through North Carolina. I was telling Ken, if it had been just a few degrees colder, like the high today is 35, we would have been in heap big snow right now. And I understand from Ken that it's really unseasonably cold in Texas as well. So just a little bit of the weather update. We have a tiny little dusting of snow so far this winter, and hopefully, you know, at least get one decent snow. I guess everybody enjoys that. I don't see how the people in the north do it. I just couldn't imagine living like it is in New York and some of these colder climate states. Well, we got plenty to talk about. I've got several clips. I want to talk about the documentary that's on republicbroadcasting.org. You'll never guess what's in the test. I heard someone call into John's show one night this week, I can't remember, and mention it. Now, me and my wife watched that like the next day or something, and normally it's hard to get me to sit down and watch a two-hour documentary, but that was really interesting. I got a couple of clips from that I'd like to play today. I got several more clips, and we'll get to plenty of stuff to talk about. What I wanted to start with, I didn't watch... Well, I said I wasn't going to watch any of the Shampeachment. I've told you guys I've not been watching NBC Nightly News or any of that. It's just too sickening with President Biden. But anyway, I did turn it on yesterday, and it was it was Trump's lawyer's turn. And I thought, well, that'd be kind of interesting. Let's see what they did. It was really quite humorous. They were playing clips. Apparently, they had made a big deal about Trump had said the word fight in that speech on January 6th. But So they had put together montages, like you hear sometimes on Rush Limbaugh, of Harris and just a whole bunch saying fight. All of those clips that you've heard, like Sean Hannity play endlessly of the Democrats inciting violence, saying they shouldn't stop, they won't stop. I mean, it just over and over and over. And then they had clips of them just saying fight, like it would be Elizabeth Warren, and it'd show her, you know, all these different places, but it'd just be fight, fight, fight like hell, fight, fight, over and over and over. I found it humorous, and then they were really doing an excellent job pointing out the endless hypocrisy that the Democrat Party offers up. Not that it does any good. I mean, I've seen this hypocrisy exposed over and over and over, I just thought I would throw that in. I did sit through about an hour of that, and it was quite humorous seeing this this hypocrisy on full display, which should do, you know, the RBN audience is fully aware of this. This is old hat, nothing new for you guys to see here. But for, you know, for normies out there, it has to do them some good because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are screaming rigged election that, you know, 6 months ago didn't think there was any chance that elections were rigged, or they didn't really think in that type of process. And, you know, I said, Resident Biden, it's even in question if the resident Biden is residing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Rents.com's got a story on it where it looks like he's on a green screen when he's when he's in the Oval Office. I thought I would just throw that in for good measure. Also, both of the groups that have been charged with conspiracy were led by agents of the FBI. Two groups have been charged. The media has admitted that both of these groups, two of two, were led by FBI agents. I'm talking about the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. So you could actually make the argument that the attack on the Capitol, if supposedly, you know, I'm using the media's narrative here, if they were led by the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys are led by FBI agents, then actually the whole attack was staged by the FBI. Also, back to the sham impeachment just for a moment. It is really interesting to see these Democrats with their righteous indignation discussing the horrors that they went through at the Capitol, and then seeing it all exposed that these very same people were just A-OK with cities being burnt down, with rioting, arson, murder, on and on. That was, I mean, and, you know, Kamala Harris was even paying for rioters' bail. She's part of some organization that was doing that. All of that's OK, but, you know, this is a is another story. Now, while we're talking about the new term that's being bandied around constantly now, domestic terrorism, Senator Marco Rubio, yeah, these Republicans, introduces bill to suspend gun rights of anyone who has been investigated for domestic terrorism. Now, think about that. They could investigate anybody for domestic terrorism. I mean, they could investigate your grandma. They arrested someone in North Carolina this week for calling in threats to the White House. But with that said, you know, they could choose anybody listening to this broadcast could be investigated. And then, according to Mark Rubio, he's introduced a bill that would suspend the gun rights of anyone who has been investigated. Republican lawmaker Marco Rubio, this is coming in from national-justice.com, has reintroduced legislation that seeks to suspend the Second Amendment rights of any person who has been investigated for terrorism-related offenses within 10 years of attempting a gun purchase. The Senate bill, named the Terror Intelligence Improvement Act, was re-entered last week in hopes of exploiting the hysteria surrounding the January 6th Capitol protest. The law intends to violate the civil liberties of American citizens who are not charged or convicted of a crime if somebody is deemed politically dangerous. So I just wanted to get that in. I mean, even, you know, and you guys know, we can't have any faith in them, in Republicrats to do anything unless they go along. There's a Republican proposing a complete elimination of your Second Amendment rights if the FBI, or I guess any, you know, your State Bureau of Investigation, your local law enforcement of whatever, would investigate you for terrorism charges. I mean, that is just a blanket application to remove a person's right to bear arms, period. And, of course, Marco Rubio doing it. Now, how about this? Governor Andrew Cuomo's top aide admitted that her team withheld the numbers of deaths related to COVID-19 in New York nursing homes to shield Cuomo's government from federal investigation and political scrutiny. I wonder if that, you know, made it onto the Lester Holt News. The New York Post reported on Thursday that Melissa DeRosa, New York's secretary to the governor, apologized to Democrat state legislators for political damage caused by the Cuomo's government's suppression of information related to nursing home COVID-19 deaths. So I guess you can do that. And if you're like a Democrat in New York, you can just, hey, my bad. In a recorded call with state Democrat lawmakers, DeRosa said Cuomo's teams feared a federal investigation in the context of former President Donald Trump's highlighting of coronavirus-related deaths in New York nursing homes. The fear motivated Cuomo's government to suppress the statistics against requests for such information from the state's government and citizens' organizations. So, you know, here, the ridiculous absurdity of putting people, even if it's just the flu, the most insane thing you could do is if you had people that had the flu is to put them in nursing homes with the elderly. I mean, I think you could probably go down to a class of fourth graders and ask them that question and get the right answer. Cuomo's team prioritized political protection over transparency with New York citizens, assessed Assemblyman Ron Kim, who partook in the conference call. They had to first make sure that the state was protected against federal investigation. Yeah, we can't be investigated for a criminality, so we've got to cover that up. Isn't that the way it's done? Apparently so. Kim told the New York Post, he said DeRosa's remarks sounded like they admitted that they were trying to dodge having any incriminating evidence that might put the administration or the health department in further trouble with the Department of Justice. Well, yeah, Yeah, I believe that's what it is. So here we – you can lie, you can cover up, you can falsify, you can deny, purposely represent, cause straight up at least – this would have to be what? Negligent homicide? I don't know if you could even say negligent because it's purposeful. If you rendered the verdict the James Fields style, it'd be murder one. But no charges, no crimes, nothing to see here. Just, you know, we're falsifying, denying, lying, causing the elderly to die needlessly. And, well, by golly, there's no need for anybody to really pay any attention to this, right? I mean, there'll be no investigations. They're not going to do anything about that. They never do. That's why I said the whole time last year they weren't going to do anything with Comey and Clapper and Stroke and any of the rest of all that criminality, that cabal that was working to undermine Trump, all of the various crimes that were committed, and then what? Crickets. That's what we've got. Well, here we go. I was thinking about this before the broadcast, these two stories here. How many times? But today's a first. Today is a first. I don't know how many times I've done this type of story. At least a dozen times. Those of you that's listened a long time know I've done these stories. Well, today is a first. It's a groundbreaking first because it's going to be the first time that I actually do two of these stories back to back, if you can believe it. German prosecutors have charged a 100-year-old German man with being an accessory to 3,518 murders committed while he was allegedly a guard at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp during the latter half of World War II. This is Yahoo News. According to NDR Public Television, the suspect, who today lives in the northern state of Brandenburg, is accused of making a material and intentional contribution to the killing at the camp where 100,000 died. In recent years, prosecutors have brought charges against several elderly former concentration camp overseers, seizing the last opportunity to secure justice for millions who perished in Nazi Germany. Many camps, including Jews, gypsies, gays, and political prisoners. Last year, 93-year-old Bruno D. was convicted of 5,230 counts of being an accessory to murder, while prosecutors last week, well, we'll get to that one. Let's see if there's anything else here. No, that was the end of that story. So here we've got a 100-year-old man. How long? 1945? Let's see, what are we... 55, 75, 76 years later, they're bringing charges against a 100-year-old man. But hey, I told you it was back-to-back today. This is AFP. German prosecutors said Friday they have charged a former secretary at a Nazi concentration camp with complicity in the murders of 10,000 people in the first such case in recent years against a woman. 10,000, a pretty round number, isn't it? Incredible. The 95-year-old accused had worked at the Stutthof camp near what was Danzig in Nazi-occupied Poland. The she's been identified as Irmgard F., who now lives in an elderly care home in the north of Hamburg. The suspect is accused of having assisted those responsible at the camp in the systematic killing of Jewish prosecutors, Polish partisans, Soviet Russian prisoners of war, in her function as a stenographer and a secretary to the camp commander. So she was a secretary to the camp commander between June of 1943 and 1945. I had to print this in like four pages. The woman, who was a minor at the time of the alleged crimes, is charged with aiding and abetting murder in more than 10,000 cases, as well as complicity in attempted murder, added the prosecutors. Given that some inmates survived their stay in the camp despite hostile conditions, some of the acts has to be assessed judicially as attempted murder, they added. So they've got this 95-year-old woman that's in a nursing home, and they're charging her for crimes as she worked as a secretary and was a minor. Let's see, It's now up to the court to decide whether to open the case, adding that in view of the prosecutors, the accused is considered able to stand trial. Due to her age at the time of the atrocity, she will face a juvenile court. So she will be 95 years old in a juvenile court for a war that ended 76 years ago. I mean, you know, this would be like if there was real justice in the world. Now, I'm in fairy tale land here. Bear with me. But this would be like, you know, if we were still going around and rounding up the fighter plane pilots that were firebombing Dresden. You know, I mean, never in the history of warfare that I'm aware of, and I don't claim to know it all, but have we ever seen where for more than decades, over half a century, actually, three-fourths of a century later, they're trying to go around nursing homes and drag old people out and put them on trial for things that they that happened as they worked as a secretary at the end of World War II. I mean, and a minor to boot, and now going to try them in juvenile court. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we're seeing. And so that gets practically no reporting at all. Now, when we come back after the break, it'll probably be a good place for me to start with this. You'll never guess what's in the test. I was reading last night on some of the various websites. There is reports that there's been over 40,000 reactions to receiving the vaccination. And this week, a gentleman that I know that is in his late 80s, lives at home alone. He does have some caregivers come in and out, but for the most part, he's in pretty good health. He walks with a walker. I had talked to him a couple of times about, you know, don't take the vaccine. You're not in any, he don't drive. He don't go anywhere. You're not in contact with very many people. The people that take care of him are not taking care of other elderly people. So you're not at much of a risk. The vaccine would be much more of a risk to you, I believe, than not getting it. Went yesterday and got it. Hadn't talked to him today yet, of course, to see. But the use of the scarcity, the ability of the television to propagandize. I mean, I maybe even, jaded as I am, underestimated the ability of the television, the news media, society in general, to scare these elderly people into, they really believe, and I've had a couple of them tell me this, well, once I get the shot, then, you know, I'm good. I can be around whoever, and, you know, they actually, it's like they think they've got a magic cloak on of health from taking this experimental vaccine, which if you watch the, and I have to say, RBN's been having some great stories on their website here lately. They actually put up, you remember, I played a couple of times the, it was the Canadian Musclehead or whatever, but he really broke it down, and that was on there. But they've been putting up some really good information, and you'll never guess what's in the test. Whether you believe that, believe half of that, believe all of that, boy, somebody put some great effort into making that documentary, and it. We talked about it on this broadcast at length. Like, why are they pushing everybody to go get tested? It never made sense to me. I mean, something. You know, you're so bad, but you have to go be tested to know if you've even got it. And then they've got to put that Q-tip, you know, 6 inches up in your nose to your brain for something that's so bad you have to wear a mask so you don't contaminate other people, but they can't just do a jaw swab like they do for DNA. I mean, come on, give me a break. None of it made any sense. Well, that documentary made some of it make sense of what they might actually be up to, because what we're witness to now with the big tech censorship, open borders, the coming for the guns, the using this COVID scamdemic for every political and tyrannical gain they possibly can get. I mean, it can be, if you tilt your head back and really take it back in its totality, it can be quite a depressing time, really, if you think about it all. But I guess we're all in it together, and we shall see what comes out on the other side. I'm going to be playing some clips when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair, and back in moments. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Aaron in the studio. I'm going to play. This is at the very beginning of You'll Never Guess What's in the Test. I'm playing about a minute and 5 to 5 minutes and 17 seconds. It'll fit here. So let's go ahead and play audio 8, please, Kim.
We have been lied to. The COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine at all. It is a cellular genetic modification technology admittedly designed to give those ignorant enough to take it a self-creating autoimmune disease similar to what used to be called AIDS. The COVID's deep nasal test swabs are not tests at all. They too are a multi-purpose nanobiological warfare and transhumanism technology that we will cover in great depth in this film. Lastly, the number of deaths, irreversible adverse reactions, and biological damage already caused by the first round of COVID's jabs are exponentially greater than you have been told, and will go down as the greatest medical fraud and eugenics-driven democide and genocide in recorded history. As we are about to show you, germ theory is a eugenics-driven lie. We have all been duped. Part 1, the test swab, nanobioweapon. Nescience, from the Latin verb nescire, means to not know because knowledge was absent or unattainable. Really, it means by no fault of your own. Ignorance comes from the Latin verb ignorare. Ignorance does not mean you are stupid. It means to not know, even though necessary information is present, because that information has been willfully refused or disregarded by you. Meaning you have the information highway in that phone in your pocket, and yet you still willingly let someone stick deep and twirl something into your blood-brain barrier without bothering to use that pocket device to research if that action is harmful or beneficial to you. Nescience is not your fault. Ignorance is your fault. So let's start paying attention. This is important information. This rice-sized microchipping propaganda is old-school conspiracy theory rhetoric to throw you off from researching where technology is really at today. We are now in the era of nanodust, nanoparticles, smart dust, and the fusing of technology and human biology, known as synthetic biology. The UK.gov website sums this up like this. The fourth industrial revolution is of a scale, speed, and complexity that is unprecedented. It is characterized by a fusion of technologies, such as artificial intelligence, human gene editing, and advanced robotics that is, quote, blurring the line between the physical, digital, and biological worlds, unquote. Hitachi makes a nanochip that is only 1/7 of 1 millimeter squared in size. It has GPS capability, sometimes called smart dust, as they can be sprayed on us, absorbed in the sweat pores of the skin, taken in foods, drinks, injected, and also inserted through the nasal passage with a cotton swab. They have a two-axis magnetic sensor to track direction. Remember that magnetism. An accelerometer to track speed, light intensity sensor, humidity sensor, pressure sensor, even a temperature sensor, and can transmit wireless to the smart grid, Internet of Things, and the cloud. Literally, hooking up its human biological host to the smart grid tracking system, like a walking, breathing smartphone. John Hopkins University received $870 million from the Gates Foundation and has developed a version of smart dust called a Theragripper. There are dozens of them on this swab, inspired by a parasitic worm that digs its sharp teeth into the host's intestines or blood-brain barrier, can latch onto intestinal mucosa and release drugs, poisons, or even smart dust into the human body. Let's get one thing perfectly clear here. The word virus comes from the Latin virus, meaning poison, poisonous fluid, poisonous. We might also call this a foreign toxin or toxic substance. An antigen is a foreign, non-self substance that includes toxins, meaning poisons, bacteria, foreign blood cells, any substance as a toxin or enzyme. In other words, an antigen is a virus, a foreign poison that has no business being in your body's interstitial fluids. What kind of ignorance and ludicrous Dark Ages insanity does it take to believe that injecting 72 foreign antigens, meaning toxins, meaning poisons, meaning viruses, into your body is the best way to protect your body from just...
All right, we're coming up on the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan and the Studio Radio for truthers and for the masses. And I guess they're still out there. I'm sure they are, that still believe the lie. Now, I was playing a clip, and we're going to get back to that. You'll never guess what's in the test. But I wanted to say this past week, this was in the news, if you could find it. CDC illegally inflated the COVID fatality numbers by at least 1,600% as of the 2020 presidential election played out, according to a study published by the Public Health Initiative of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. Wow. The study, COVID-19 Data Collection, a Historical Retrospective, was authored by Henry Eli, Michael McEnvoy, Daniel Chung, a whole big long list name. None of us are going to know these people, probably. Let me get to the meat of it. The study is a 25-page long with over 100 citations, but the main points can be summarized. The major point is that testing inaccuracies and unreliability combined with unscientific procedures and method resulted in massive false positive spikes. Now, think about that for a second. What did that do? That's what the governments used. Local, state, and federal, used to mandate these ridiculous lockdowns. 1,600% over-evaluation of positives. The CDC is now legally requiring red-blooded Americans to wear face masks on all public transportation as globalists try to push the concept of double masking or triple masking on the populace. Since the election, the World Health Organization admits that PCR tests are not totally reliable on their first try and a second test is needed. The correspondence with the CDC's quiet admission that it blended viral and antibody test results for its case numbers and that people can test positive on an antibody test if they have antibodies from a family of viruses that caused the common cold. Hospitals in Florida had so many accuracy complications that Orlando Health had to admit that its 9.4% positive rating got recorded at 98%. There are also profound legal implications raised by the study that need to be dealt with in courts around the country. If America is ever going to be free again, the data you will have been spoon-fed by the CDC for a year raises serious legal issues, much like the 2020 election. Massive changes in rules for reporting and collecting data were instituted exclusively for COVID, which resulted in a 1,600% inflated number of fatalities. The groundbreaking peer-reviewed research asserts that the CDC willfully violated multiple federal laws, including the Information Quality Act, Paperwork Reduction Act, and Administrative Procedures Act at a minimum. Institute for Peer and Applied Knowledge, most notably the CDC, illegally enacted new rules for data collection and reporting exclusively for COVID-19 that resulted in a 1,600% inflation of current COVID-19 fatality results. So, you know, I'm sure that's not making it to the mainstream media. The source on that, 100%fedup.com, ran that story, and that's a good website if you want to check that out. Let me see, Ken, do you have the number 5, the Bill Gates audio available? I know that one's in the story. It's an RT story, but the video is in the story. Okay, check this out. This is Bill Gates. Now, when I sit in for John Stadtmiller, I played this, but I haven't played it on this broadcast. This is Bill Gates talking about his global alert system, and just bear this in mind and contrast this with I just reported that the CDC inflated the numbers by 1,600%, but here's what Bill Gates says we need to do with all this. Audio 5, please, Kim.
We all want to return to the way things were before COVID-19. But there's one area where I hope we never go back, our complacency about pandemics. We can get ahead of infectious disease outbreaks. By the next pandemic, I believe we can have what I call mega testing diagnostic platforms. They can be deployed quickly, cost very little, and test 20% of the entire population every week. We also want to get treatments out far faster next time. One of the most promising is monoclonal antibodies. These manufactured antibodies grab onto the virus and disable it, just like your immune system, and can reduce death rates by as much as 80%. I also think that we'll develop new vaccines quickly, in large part due to this new mRNA platform. mRNA will become faster to develop, easier to store, and lower cost. That's a huge breakthrough. To stop future pandemics quickly, we need to be able to spot disease outbreaks as soon as they happen anywhere in the world. And that requires a global alert system. If there turns out to be some new infectious pathogen, then we need a group of infectious disease responders to spring into action. Think of these as like pandemic firefighters. They're going to use their logistics, use their ability to build up capacity quickly. They're going to go wherever that problem is. Stopping the next pandemic will require a big investment. But I think of this as the best insurance policy the world could buy. You can read more about this in our annual letter.
All right, there you have it. Bill Gates was addressing through something like Zoom or something like that. It's supposed to be speaking to a bunch of young school children. But how about that? Mega testing 20% of the population weekly. Look, these insane lunatics is planning on this to go on forever. It's not going to be the first vaccine. This is going to be, well, it's not going to be the last vaccine. It's going to be the first in many they're going to try to force on you. As I've discussed at length with a COVID passport, which I've got another story in this stack if we get time to get to it. I believe it's back in Denmark. They're at it again. But and if you look at that, if you look at the documentary, you'll never guess what's in the test. There's a place there where Bill and Melinda Gates are talking about the next pandemic. And I mean, they both just have this extremely eerie smile after they talk about what's going to come next, because I believe they certainly do know. But how about that? Mega testing, 20% of the whole world's population weekly. So you're supposed to be tested forever now over this. And then you've got a pandemic firefighters. They're going to have like a SWAT team that flies all over the world to engage the pandemic. And let's remember, what are we engaging here? An invisible enemy yet again. So I thought it was incredible that this is what he's flying here. Bill Gates is looked upon as some sort of, a famous all-knowing doctor. He's just a billionaire that obviously does not have the best interest of society in mind for the future. I just can't believe it. So anyway, I wanted to get that in. Now, I had a couple of emails. Yeah, I'm planning on taking phone calls all next hour. The Guardian this past week reported the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine offers as little as 10% protection against the COVID variant first seen in South Africa, researchers have suggested. So it's obvious that they're planning on just keeping on saying, oh, well, you took that vaccine, but now we got this new variant over here, and well, by golly, it's only 10% effective against that strain. You still should take it, though. You always should still take it, you know, just like the seasonal flu shot, which now we have no seasonal flu. And isn't it interesting, around here, I don't know about where you live, they didn't push the flu shot this year. There wasn't all the signs up about the flu shot. I think you could still go get it if you wanted it. I'm not sure. But the COVID test and the COVID shot, now that is in full swing. Scientists who conducted a small-scale trial of the vaccine's efficacy said it showed very little protection against mild to moderate infection, though they expressed hope that in theory it would still offer significant protection against more serious infections, so no matter what. I mean, if the damn thing tested that it had zero effective against it, they'd still say take it. I mean, even if it was negatively, if it was impossible that it could help anything, they would still say, yeah, you got to take the vaccine. I mean, that is the level of clown world that we're in. Well, I tell you what, it'll fit right here. So we're going to play audio one. I'm not sure how much of this will play. It's back to You'll Never Guess What's in the Test, and it's from 29:34 to 35:17. I may not play it quite that long, but listen, this is the talking heads on a Zoom call, and one went into really explaining that this is not a vaccine. So let's play audio number one, please, Kim.
Part two. The mRNA vaccine, anaphylaxis, and AIDS.
Rocco, let's make sure we're clear on something. Let's stipulate that this is not a vaccine.
Right.
I mean, we need to be really clear. We're using the term vaccine to sneak this thing under public health exemptions. This is not a vaccine. This is a mRNA packaged in a fat envelope that is delivered to a cell. It is a medical device designed to stimulate the human cell into becoming a pathogen creator. It is not a vaccine. Vaccines actually are a legally defined term, and they're a legally defined term under public health law. They're a legally defined term under CDC and FDA standards. And a vaccine specifically has to stimulate both an immunity within the person receiving it, but it also has to disrupt transmission. And that is not what this is. They have been abundantly clear in saying that the mRNA strand that is going into the cell is not to stop transmission. It is a treatment. But if It was discussed as a treatment. It would not get the sympathetic ear of public health authorities, because then people would say, well, what other treatments are there? The use of the term vaccine is unconscionable for both the legal definition term of it, but also because it actually is the sucker punch to open and free discourse. Because by saying vaccine, you dump it into a thing where you could be anti or pro the therapy. But if you actually talked about it as a therapy, remember, and people forget this, Moderna was started as a chemotherapy company for cancer, not a vaccine manufacturer for SARS. This, you know, if we said we're going to give people prophylactic chemotherapy for the cancer they don't have, you'd be laughed out of a room because it's a stupid idea. That's exactly what this is. This is a mechanical device in the form of a very small packet of technology that is being inserted into the human system to activate the cell to become a pathogen manufacturing site. And I refuse to stipulate in any conversations that this is in fact a vaccine issue. The only reason why the term is being used is to abuse the 1905 Jacobson case that has been misrepresented since it was written. And if we were honest with this, we would actually call it what it is. It is a chemical pathogen device that is actually meant to unleash a chemical pathogen production action within a cell. It is a medical device, not a drug, because it meets the CDRH definition of a device. It is not a living system. It is not a biologic system. It is a physical technology. It happens to just come in the size of a molecular package. So we need to be really clear on making sure we don't fall for their game, because their game is, if we talk about it as a vaccine, then we're going to get into a vaccine conversation. But this is not, by their own admission, a vaccine.
So Jimmy, as
a result, it must be clear to everyone listening that we will not fall for this failed definition, just like we won't fall for their industrial chemical definition of health, because both of them are functionally flawed and are an explicit violation of the legal construct that is being exploited.
So what should I be referring to it as? A chemical agent or?
Correct. It's a synthetic pathogen. They've literally injected the pathogenic part of the virus into every cell of the body.
When you say pathogen, that says to me it's going to make me sick.
Correct. So
it is made to make you sick, Rocco. Rocco, remember that 80% of the people allegedly exposed to allegedly SARS-CoV-2. So let's not get into that rabbit hole. But
correct.
80% of the people who are exposed to allegedly the virus have no symptoms at all. They're called asymptomatic carriers. 80% of the people who get this injected into them have a clinical adverse event.
Correct.
Right.
You are getting injected with a chemical substance to induce illness,
correct,
not to induce a immunotransmissive response. In other words, nothing about this is going to stop you from transmitting anything. This is about getting you sick and having your own cells be the thing that get you sick.
Correct. So it's going to trigger an autoimmune response?
Among many things. It can actually directly cause multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's disease, because that's what the expression of that pathogenic envelope. It can cause accelerated cancer.
Woo! What a world. How about that? It's not a vaccine, it's a medical device. It's not to stop transmission, it's a treatment. It's made to make you sick. 80% of the people that take it have some sort of adverse effect. It is a physical technology, a chemical pathogen, a packet of technology. How do you feel about Moderna's making it, and that's who makes chemotherapy products? Synthetic pathogen. Well, you guys can ponder on that and see where you think the truth lies. I found that
that documentary to really be jaw-dropping. If that is true, if we are, if everything in that video, for the most part, is true, we are at a level of diabolical evil that is beyond my jaded mind's comprehension of how evil these evil bastards really are. Mind blowing. And so, you know, if you haven't seen that, as far as I know, it's still on republicbroadcasting.org. Give that thing a whirl, because I'm here to tell you, it's very surprising and a good bit disheartening as well. All right, coming up on the break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Barron. Back in moments.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we are back on the alternative medium. Barron in the studio running down the insane news of the week. And the AP reported this past week, a judge on Thursday refused prosecutors' request to issue a new arrest warrant for the 18-year-old from Illinois who was accused of killing two people during a police brutality protest in Wisconsin last summer. We're talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. Kenosha County Circuit Judge Bruce Schroeder also rejected prosecutors' request for a $200,000 bail increase for Rittenhouse, who came to Kenosha in August as hundreds were protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger said in court filings that prosecutors realized Rittenhouse was no longer living in his apartment. When a court notice was returned as undeliverable, Kenosha detectives traveled to the apartment and found someone else living there. The man said he'd been renting the place since mid-December. Rittenhouse attorneys argued that threats have forced Rittenhouse into hiding. He moved into an undisclosed safe house after conservative groups posted his initial $2 million bail in November. His attorney said they have offered to reveal his current address to prosecutors, but only if they would agree to keep it sealed. Yeah, right. If it's of concern to the defense that any information regarding Kyle's location be publicly available would result in immediate harm to the Rittenhouse family. How about that? How about that? Binger refused to make a deal, saying a murder defendant's address is public record. Rittenhouse attorney supplied Schroeder with Rittenhouse's current address in a February 3rd filing with a request it be kept secret. Binger said the address is just a post office box. That's completely unacceptable. Prosecutors allege Rittenhouse, who was white and was 17 at the time, answered a group's call on social media to protect the business. We all know the story, and I think Ricky Schroeder, I believe it was, if I remember correctly, was involved in helping get his bail. I mean, you know, y'all all have seen the video of that. I mean, that's completely self-defense. If you remember, the media was trying to claim that it was a cell phone in one of the assailant's hands, and, you know, someone zoomed in and saw it was a gun. I mean, the levels of which the news media in America will attempt to lie to the American people are beyond belief. Now, we're coming up on the top of the hour break. I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone numbers if you'd like to call in. Worked a lot better last week when people were calling in early instead of everybody waiting to the end, and I was able to get everybody on. 512-248-8252. If you can, use the 512-248-8252. If not, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to say, too, I caught just a little bit of various talk radio throughout the week. Glenn Beck, the fill-ins for Rush Limbaugh, which on Wednesday and Thursday, they had a guy from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I have to say, he was pretty straightforward. I thought he was probably the best fill-in that they've had in place of Rush. But I tell you what's interesting. You might be like, wow, would you want to listen to that? I like to listen to see what the callers are saying and on a platform like that. And there is a lot of callers, I mean, from all over the country that's mattered in hell and sees what's happening. Coming up on top of the hour break, back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.